Welcome to the Pursue Your Potential podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Lakin. In this show, you'll hear solo episodes from myself, as well as interviews with women and men who are community leaders, entrepreneurs, coaches, athletes, and more. We will dive into their stories and provide you with actionable advice that will help and support you on your mission to pursue your potential. This podcast will be a place where you can tune in and learn what is needed to thrive mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually throughout the different levels of growth in your life. Hello and welcome back. Today, I want to have a conversation with you about something that is difficult to talk about and difficult to hear. However, I think that it's really important, and I hope that this helps. I have to ask you, where is your fire? Where is that fire for life, for yourself, for your goals? And not just this chaotic, getting stuff done, super busy, running all over the place, no time for yourself because you've got so much on your plate kind of fire. I'm talking about the fire and the passion for life, for pursuing your potential in life, for what you can become in life, for your workouts. Where's the passion in that? Where's the passion in the food that you're eating? And if you can't answer that and say, it's right here, like I'm super passionate about it. I love the food that I'm eating. I love my workouts. I go hard, therapeutic. I love it. And you just know, and you light up when you talk about it. I want you to ask yourself why and what needs to change so that you can feel that. And I know that this is one of those things that is easier said than done. A huge part of it is a mindset shift. The difference between that lack of fire and passion and having the fire and the passion is how you're viewing things. And sometimes I talk about this with clients sometimes. And one of the things I often say, and it's weird because I feel silly saying it, which I shouldn't because it's so true, is where's the excitement for the little things that you're eating, like the vegetables and just these healthy, hearty, nutritious meals? I've talked about how excited I get about just eating some carrots with ranch. I really, really love that as a snack. I haven't always. It was a choice. A lot of the things that I eat, a lot of the things that I do, when it was difficult and unfamiliar, I didn't love them as much. And it was kind of like, you know, this is kind of like a chore. I don't want to eat that. I would rather have this. And then you realize how important your goals are to you and that these are the steps that you need to be taking. And that instills this little sparkle of passion into what you're doing. I get excited and I look at my carrots and ranch like I would a donut. You know, they're exciting, right? I get so excited to go to the gym. I'm thinking about it the night before. I'm anticipating it. I'm super excited. I can't wait to get there. I can't wait to work out. And I go hard. I get tunnel vision. I block out everyone just enough that like I'm familiar that like people are around trying to pay attention to my safety and everything. And, you know, who's looking too long and like all those things, right? Like, but at the same time, people in the gym are energy to me. They're not really people. And that might sound kind of rude to say, it's not. That's the mindset that I get into because the most important person in that gym is me. When you're in the gym, the most important person in the gym is you, your mission, what you're there to accomplish. You are the main character going into that gym, accomplishing these amazing things. Everyone else, they're just other pieces that are there, right? If you're social, I get it. Like, be social, but don't forget the main character who's there to get shit done. And a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people don't do that. Like, you pay attention to people at the gym and maybe this is you, maybe I'm calling you out right now. I mean it with nothing but love. This just needs to be said. What are you like at the gym? Are you confident? Are you walking with your head held high? Are you going into those movements like you know what you're doing? And if you don't, learn first and then go there and like practice and get it down. If you're a client of mine and you don't feel confident in those movements, that's a problem. You should be sending me your form videos. You should be sending me things to check on to ensure that you're moving properly, that you're doing things the right way. I've had people tell me that they're doing, I've had clients tell me that they're doing the exercises right and they feel good in them and all these things. And then like down the road, they maybe 10 weeks into the program, they send me videos and I'm like, whoa, that is not how you do it. Your core's not tight. Your elbows are not in the right place. Like your butt is going in the wrong direction. Like, let's fix that. That should have been fixed week one, week two, week three. Okay. So go in with confidence. If you don't have it yet, what do you need? Do you need some help from your coach? Do you need some help from me? Do you need to go watch some YouTube videos? What do you got to do to make sure that you walk in there knowing what to do so that you can get it done and not spend half of your time trying to figure it out? Okay. Where is that fire? Where is that passion for what you're doing? Because that lack of fire and that lack of passion might be what's holding you back. You're going through the motions. You're trying to eat the thing. You're trying to do the workouts. Like you're going through the motions. And sometimes when we're in survival mode, that's all we can do. And that's good enough. I'm not saying it's not. However, if you have these goals to lose a certain amount of weight, if you have these goals to get big, sexy muscles, big glutes, big round booty, like all these things, there are steps that need to be taken to get you there. And doing it mindlessly isn't going to do it. It's just not. There is a component of mindlessness when you're in that tunnel vision, I should say. You are very in tune with what you're doing and you have tunnel vision and you're being very methodical and like getting in the groove, the flow of that. But once you're in that flow, it does feel a little mindless because your body just knows what to do. You just know what to do. And then you tap out. And then when you leave the gym, you're like, wow, I was kind of in my own little world for a little while and it feels good. But you can't necessarily do that if you are just going through the motions and you're checking your phone and talking to people and all these things. There are things that you need to be doing. And one of the things that I wanted to address today that I think is really important, and it's hard to talk about this because the worst thing I could do is make you feel like you're not doing good enough, that you are not doing enough. Okay. That's not my intention at all. This is one of those episodes that needs to kind of be like that butt kick that you need when you are just missing out on so much of your potential because you have no passion or fire for what you're doing. So what I want to say here is starting out in something, especially if it's unfamiliar and the difficultness is coming from that being unfamiliar, it does make sense to just go through the motions and try to figure it out while you're figuring it out and just do the best that you can, even if that's not the best that you really can, but it's the best that you can in that moment. I hope that makes sense. The thing though is a lot of people throughout week one, week four, week 12, they are still moving through things the way that they were week one, week two. And I'm speaking specifically here on the concept of, let's say, a 12-week program, okay? Just to kind of create some context here. Let's say you join a 12-week program. Week one and week two should be getting used to things. You might not track very well or track at all. Your workouts might struggle or something like that. By week three, week four, you should be picking things up a little bit, you know? If you're not, then that's kind of where it's like, are you just going through the motions or are you trying to get this down? Because come week 10, you should be pretty solid. You should be like, yeah, I got this. I know how to track. I know how to adjust these things. I'm picking up why my workouts are the way that they are. If you still have the same mindset and the same ambition level and the same drive that you did on week one, and you're kind of just flopping through and like, you're not sure about why you're even doing this and you can't wait for the program to be done. That's a problem. Okay. If you get done with the program and you still can say, I don't know what to do, I'm sorry, but you didn't immerse yourself enough in that program. And that might be because you're in survival mode, because you've got a family, you've got a job, you've got school, you've got pets, you've got all these other things that need your time and attention. And that's what makes this hard, right? However, you have to just ask yourself what you want. What do you want? What goals do you want to achieve? You cannot keep saying that you want to lose 50 pounds and you're living the same lifestyle that you were when you first started. Things need to change. There are different levels of sacrifice for different levels of goals. And depending on how far you are away from that is going to dictate how much sacrifice needs to be involved. And there's going to be times where you have more freedom and you have more ability to go out with friends and live a little and not track your food for a few days. But if you haven't gotten to that point where you've got things down, if you keep doing that, you are sending mixed signals to your brain saying, like, I'm telling myself that this is what I want. And I'm kind of like acting like I do, but my heart is still really back into the person I was before I started. I still want to eat that way. I still want to go do all those things. I don't really want to work out. You know, like if you have certain goals, there are certain things that you need to be doing. And one of the best things that you can do is find that fire and that passion, because that's going to help you transform. And when you ask yourself, and this is something I've heard a lot. So all these things that I'm talking about are things that I've heard and I've seen, and I'm just trying to help here. Something I've heard before is someone will talk to me about their friend and say, hey, my friend started her program the same week I did, and she's already lost like 20 pounds and she looks amazing. And here I am trying to lose a couple pounds. And they start to think that maybe something's wrong with the program. And with how hard I work on the program, I'm not saying that it's perfect and I'm not ever wrong or anything like that, but I'm constantly working on people's programs and like trying to make adjustments as needed in the way that makes the most sense with the science and like everything that they're doing. I think the biggest difference, there's two huge differences with that, is one, that person that lost 20 pounds in 10 weeks and you've lost 4, that person might have been in a calorie surplus for a little while and you were bouncing between starving yourself and binging. And so their body was in a better position to lose that 20 pounds. The second thing is maybe they're just more passionate and they're more fiery with it. Maybe they're trying harder and maybe you're just scooting by. Maybe you're just going through the motions and that person is giving it all they have. And giving it all you have does not equate to burning yourself out. That's not it at all. Sometimes giving it all you have is taking a day to rest and do nothing. Some people won't even do that. They want to go hard 7 days a week as long as they can until they burn out and don't want to do anything anymore. So where is it? Where is your fire and where's your passion for what you're doing? Because until you can answer that and truly feel that fire and the passion for what you're doing, you might be spinning your wheels, even though you might have a great program. You might have a great meal plan. You might have all your things that you need, except the embodiment inside about how important this is to you. Or maybe you are thinking about here in the now and you just really want to lose 20 pounds because you're not confident and you're struggling and all these things and you can't wait for the program to be over so that you can be done with it and blah, blah, blah. If you can't say like, this is the jumpstart and I am here for the long haul and this is my lifelong commitment, that's a problem. Maybe you don't want to follow everything that you're doing in the plan to a T. Maybe you decide that you don't want to track after the program, but this whole, I can't wait to have a break kind of thing, or I can't wait to be done with the program or whatever that might be, that's a problem. Because a fitness program, especially if you've been struggling, so You know, if you're an athlete and you're someone who, like, this is just a big part of your life and you join a program to really take things up a notch, that's different. If you are someone who's been struggling to eat healthy, struggling to exercise, you've gained weight and you want to lose weight, this program, any program, specifically mine, the Tailored For You Transformation Program, is a stepping stone, is a jump start. It's just the beginning. Your journey really begins when we're done together, working together. So it's the jump start. It's the foundation of helping you get your shit together, teach you the things that no one else has ever taught you, educate you on why this, why that, how this, how that, and all those other things. Your beginning starts when you're done with the program. And that's when you really get tested, because no one is there to support you and hold you accountable anymore. And if you aren't planning and preparing for that, you're going to be struggling after the program because no one's there to help. So you've got to find that fire. You've got to find that passion. And I'm making this episode today and talking to you about these things and, you know, saying everything that I am because I want you to succeed. I want you to succeed so much. I want you to get the most out of, again, I'm talking about my program because I'm a coach. I don't care if you're in my program or someone else's program. We're going to talk about mine. If you join my program and you take all the tools that I give you and you immerse yourself in it the best that you can, and that's not even like I'm asking you to eat. And I'm asking you to exercise as many days a week as you can commit to. I'm not telling you to work out 6 days a week. If you got to work out three, that's fine. If you can allot a couple hours throughout the week to exercise and making sure that you're staying on top of your nutrition and your water and that you are trying to sleep more, like these are basic human needs. And my job is to help you get all that together so that after the 12 weeks or 24 weeks or however long we've committed together, you are ready to do this long term. And hopefully you don't need a coach again, unless you want one. But you'll know how to lose weight. You'll know how to maintain your weight. You'll know how to gain muscle or gain weight if you want to. That's really important because I don't know how old you are, how many more years you have to live. This should be something that you care about long term. And when you don't, and you take breaks from it, I swear it gets harder to flip the switch. And I've talked about this a little bit more recently. The first time I talked about it was in my Facebook group. And I said, one of the things that's getting harder as I get older is not that I'm getting older, is that as I'm getting older, I care just a little bit less than I did 18, 19, 21, 26 years old, 28 years old, be 32 in January. As I'm getting older, I'm caring just a little bit less. And that little bit of less is making it harder for me to flip the switch. It means that I'll be on top of my game and maybe I'll have 1-2 days of not being on top of my game. And by day three, I'm like, hey, I'm going to flip that switch, and I don't. And so maybe it goes into 3, 4, 5 days. And then I flip the switch and then I'm kind of like back and forth. And then finally, like I've got my shit together again. And that gets harder and harder. What it used to be like is, you know, I could have my weekend and Monday, no questions asked. I was good to like just do all the things that I needed to do. So when you take those breaks, when you give yourself a little bit more room to wiggle and you're not as committed, it gets harder and harder. And the older you get, it gets harder and harder because you care a little bit less. And then you have to refine that passion and that fire. If you've never had that, and I'm saying this because I know people that have never had that passion and fire for fitness, for health, or anything like that, cultivate it. And one of the reasons, one of the ways that you can cultivate it is being around other people that have it. listen to podcasts like this where I hope you can I hope you can hear how passionate I am about this. I mean, I'm looking into my computer screen right now and I'm just lit up. I'm glowing talking about this because of how much it means to me. Get around people like that. Listen to people like that. Use it. When you hear it, don't let it die down. Go use it. As soon as you're done listening to this, go do something for yourself that will help you. Please use my passion to fuel yours until you have your own. Get on my Instagram and maybe you can see it there. Or if you're on Facebook, maybe you can see it there. If you have friends that are into fitness, hang on to them and be around them and ask them what works for them. And get out of survival mode just long enough that you can feel this fire and this passion so that maybe that can help you get out of survival mode and you won't have to stay there. Because you're not meant to be in survival mode 24/7, and a lot of people are. And that's really, really difficult. I understand that life is hard. I understand that life is busy and you have a lot of responsibilities. I get it. I'm here too. I get it. And I just want you to know that it is possible. And there are tons of people out there that are doing it, that have that fire in their passion, and they make a gym their priority because they want the health benefits. They want the mental health benefits. They want the therapy benefits. A lot of people have said that the gym or fitness has saved their lives because they got so immersed in it that all of the things that were really hard on them, they were able to work through it by going to the gym. Fitness saves lives. And when you realize that, that might be the passion and the fire. That might be what helps you with that. And please don't let things get bad before you find that. Don't let a tragedy or a sickness or an illness be what hits you in the head and says, hey, take your health seriously. I've read statistics. I can't say them off the top of my head, and I don't want to look it up while I'm trying to do this or I'll lose my train of thought. But a significant amount of people need something bad to happen before they take their health seriously. Don't be most people. Please do something about it now. And on the days that you're not motivated, understand that that's a feeling. You cannot rely on feelings. You're going to feel love. You're going to feel sadness. You're going to feel hate. You're going to feel angry. You're going to feel empathy. You're going to feel rage. You're going to feel a million different things. They come and they go. Just like motivation. You cannot rely on it. And you've probably heard this from other fitness people, and it's because it's true. You have to rely on your skills and your discipline and finding systems that can help you honor your goals. The systems are what will help you. There is a quote by James Clear in Atomic Habits where he says, you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. I hope I said that right. I might not have. Along that line. Okay. It doesn't matter what your goals are. If your systems are not in place, you will fall down to wherever the systems may be. If you don't have systems, you're going to fall below those systems that you could have possibly had. And so that's why I like to rely on macro tracking and tracking my food, is because that's the system that I always go back to when I've deviated too far. And so I don't always track my food because I often eat the same thing over and over again, and I don't need to track. There are a lot of times I do track my food just for the accountability, just to have that measurement, just to get back into a system. Because when I'm all over the place, so is my weight. My weight is easier to maintain when I've got my systems in place, and that's one of the best ones that works for me. And I recommend that because if you say that you have a meal plan, that's your system, that's great. But then you can't really deviate from it at all. unless you know how to make the swaps and you know how much that adds up to. And a lot of people don't want to take that time. Tracking your food, you can eat whatever the hell you want. You're just tracking it and getting to certain numbers. You're adding things up. It's not restricted to eating broccoli, chicken, and rice and your egg whites and drinking a protein shake. You can eat whatever you want. It's just got to add up to your numbers. That's why I love it so much. It's awesome. So I'm going to wrap this up here. Please, if you are in a fitness journey and you're trying to lose weight and you're trying to achieve these goals, please find some damn passion for what you are doing, for the food that you're eating. Look at carrots like you would look at a donut. Look at your water that you need to be drinking. And hell, even say thank you. Like, thank you, water, for hydrating me. My body and my cells and everything needs you so much. My hair needs you. My skin needs you. And then you can just get excited about being a super hydrated person, because dehydration leads to a lot of problems and a lot of things that people don't like. You don't like acne? Drink water. You don't like your dry, brittle hair? Drink water. You don't like your dry, itchy skin? Drink water. You don't like feeling fatigued? Drink water. There's just, water is the answer, right? Find ways to love those things and get excited about them. Get excited about your salad. Get excited about the vegetables that you're eating. And the more and more you create that excitement, the more you will actually be excited. It's a little mind trick that you play on yourself that actually leads to some really cool things. And you might be missing that. Thank you so much for listening. If you found this was helpful, please share it on your social media. Tag me. Please leave a 5-star rating and a written review, as it helps me here as a podcaster. And I'll talk to you again soon.